offer sent directly to your phone, text the word PAINT to 411-923.
Joined in studio, we have the Registrar of Contractors Director, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. You're new to the about a year and a half. Well, my time frames are pretty rough.
That's okay. In February of 2015 is when Governor Ducey appointed me. I can't remember the exact date. February 9th is the day I showed up.
And how long is that appointment for?
It's for until I'm unappointed.
Okay.
So it can be as long as the governor wants. An appointed position is up to the governor at the time. So
interesting. That it's not like a term. You could walk in tomorrow and Doug had a bad day and he just needed someone's heading on chopping block and.
I would suggest that wouldn't be what it would be. So I would suggest it wouldn't be that Governor Ducey had a bad day. He's much more has much more business sense in those kind of things.
It was nothing about the governor. It was just the job position.
Gotcha.
So y'all were talking earlier about the time. An accident did happen or a disagreement did happen. Or I've got questions about whether this job is being done to code. And I've got a complaint to file with the contractor. How does the homeowner now start the process?
Okay. So there's some great things have happened in this entire process. But if a homeowner, or not just a homeowner, if anybody has a complaint against a licensed contractor, they can go to our website, they download a complaint form, and they follow the directions. It's pretty self-explanatory, and they get that information to us. If they have any questions about it, they can always call us and get those questions, and then they send that information in. What we do, our investigators do, is they take a look at the case. They make sure that it's within our jurisdiction because some things that a complainant believes are within our jurisdiction, they're not. For instance, we have jurisdiction for 2 years from the time the work was done. That's 2 years. That's not 2 years in one day. That's 2 years. So that wouldn't be in our jurisdiction, or it may not be actually contracting. It may be something else. And so they do that. The case is investigated. The contractor's notified of the complaint. We always hope that it's worked out together. If it's not, if it involves workmanship, our investigator goes to the property, investigates the allegations, whether it's 50 allegations, takes a look at these, writes a report based on that. It might be that complaint number one is not within standard. Complaint number two is, contractor to correct the one that isn't by appropriate means. If that doesn't happen, then of course the case can then carry on to a hearing where that's determined by an administrative law judge whether those the homeowner then would present their case there. So the thing that we're excited about, and there's lots of great things going on throughout the state, with a lot of lien activity and a lot of work that way, removing unnecessary processes. When I came aboard, before I brought the new team, the average time for a complaint from when the time it was placed until the time it was resolved or passed it, or in it entered into the legal process with the hearing was someplace between, depending on what numbers you look at, between 120 and 150 days. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Today it's under 50.
That's a great accomplishment.
So we've got great staff. We've got, and that doesn't mean that somebody quit investigating things. That meant that there were processes that didn't make any sense, that weren't moving the needle, that weren't necessary to do these things, that have been removed from that. And this ultimately helps the entire process. So,
and that is very impressive, but it still, even with 50 days, that goes to your point earlier about doing your due diligence because.
Yes.
The ultimate solution is find a contractor you're not going to have a complaint with. I mean, we're all human.
Absolutely.
We all make errors. But
sure, absolutely.
Like you had said, the homeowner and the contractor can work it out together.
Certainly.
If they don't have, the business principles to go make it right, you've got the registrar to fall back on. But if you can find that person that'll be there.
Absolutely. And what we'll do is we'll make sure, and I don't know if you have, we'll make sure we get you that sheet, that information where it says that it's got a whole bunch of stuff that people should consider. That list was built based on my experience as an investigator for about 7 years of the things that I found that caused, that helped, you know, that were reasons for complaints. If you don't understand or there's something not clear on the contract, for both parties, get it clear. Because if it's not clear, it's not going to turn out well. Make sure you understand. Make sure as a homeowner, make sure you understand an estimate is not a contract. And if you agree to an estimate, make sure those things are on your contract.
Exclusions are important. Yeah, right. What does this not include?
What does this not include? What does it include? And if you don't understand, many of these contracts, they're a lot of money. Look at them. Aside from buying your home, many people on some of these big remodels, that's the next largest thing they ever spend any money on. Make sure it makes sense to you and that you understand completely. It's not going to hurt to ask questions.
And that website?
www.roc.az.gov.
No, it's azroc.gov.
It used to be. They changed it.
I just opened it.
It'll still forward.
It'll still forward.
But the new correct address is roc.az.gov.
Correct.
roc.az.gov. Director Ducey. No, not Ducey. He's appointed you. Director Fleetham, thank you, sir.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. Thanks for having us here. Don't forget, construction science professionals, building your future, yeah?